الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We send durood and salutations upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi It is mentioned that when the incidents of the pious are mentioned, are related or spoken of, then mercy descends upon those places. So how much more would be the mercy that will descend upon those places wherein Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed name is taken. So we sit with the intention that we learn from the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to earn the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to implement the sunnah and the sharia of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So alhamdulillah, time and again we've read, we've heard the incidents of Mi'raj. So we're not going to go through the entire incident. Rather, we will take a few of the lessons thereof so that inshallah we will benefit. And of course, we all of us understand that this whole incident of Mi'raj was for what? It was for amal. It was for action. So what was that action? That action of salah amongst all the other lessons, that action of salah. So we learn the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam for his love and to implement these actions. So from amongst these lessons, one is that prior to this incident of Mi'raj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gone through a great amount of difficulty, a lot of persecution, so much so that he was removed from his hometown Makkah Mukarramah. We know this, that from the incident when he came back from Taif, and Taif itself was such a difficult and severe time upon him, that we know this incident, so we're not going to go through the details. So nevertheless, when he came back from Taif also, Zayd radiallahu anhu is asking him that, O Nabi of Allah, how are we going to go into Makkah? Your life is in danger. Prior to Taif, what had happened, his most beloved supporter, Khadija radiallahu anha, she had passed away. And Abu Talib, his greatest protector and supporter, also passed away. So all these difficulties Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone through. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with this mi'raj. So the lesson here also for each and every one of us, that when we are going through difficulties, when we are going through hard times, then we should remember the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that with every difficulty, it will take us, if we persevere, if we are steadfast, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not for once, of course, doubt the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming. Not for once was his yaqeen and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaken. He went through all these difficulties for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that blessed closeness of Mi'raj. It is, all of us can understand, what is the Eid? Eid is when we meet. Gee, when we meet our beloved ones, imagine being separated for so long, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his most beloved was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after all the difficulty, and now we can think, mashallah, you go through some difficult time, you need somebody to hug you with love, with tenderness and care, and who is there better than most of us, mashallah, our wives? Why I say most of us, others are not married. Inshallah, we're not going somewhere else. So nevertheless, you get that tenderness, that love, that care, that comfort. So imagine how from all the difficulties, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got that closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also, what had happened now recently, we can relate to it, how this people of Gaza, Palestine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them further ease, before that Syria, before that Afghanistan, so much of difficulties for so many years, but they persevered, they stayed steadfast upon Iman and Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their ways further. But how did they go through all these difficulties? We also, in every difficulty, let us not waver in our convictions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us remain firm and steadfast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that qurb ilahi, the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person might think, but why do we need to get closer to Allah? It is enough. We think like this here in Urdu, they say when a person passes away, what do we say? Allah ta'ala ka piyara ho gaya. It's something like that. Maybe I'm not very good in Urdu. And in Arabic we say, rahmatullahi alayhi. That the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now will enshroud and engulf him. So how is that a person wants to attain and gain all of this here? We need to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want the punishment. So we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go through any kind of difficulty, let us stay firm. Our asatiza, our ulama, they teach us that few basic things. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is our best, will suffice for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our protector. Allah is our guardian. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us remain firm. Let us remain steadfast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us ease and afiyat. Then going on to the next lesson. So one is this lesson of remaining steadfast. Then we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken from where he was resting that night, and he was taken to the Kaaba Sharif, and then his heart was opened up, and then his heart was washed with what? All of us know, his heart was washed with Zamzam water. So that next lesson water, that one is that the trays were brought from Jannat, the angels came from Jannat, the Buraq came from Jannat, and the water came from Zamzam. So what is so special about it? If we inshallah we are coming to Ramadan now and we will acquire the Zamzam, inshallah we are keeping it in our homes also. One is, one thing so special about it, the more you add, will the more inshallah it will remain as Zamzam. Mashallah, they say it contains Zamzam, it's not Zamzam. But we need to understand. So nevertheless, the Zamzam water, how wonderful, how blessed, how great it is. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was washed with that Zamzam. We also, when we drink that Zamzam, it will purify us. It is a purification for our batin, for our insides. And then, what is this need? We are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know, you're going for salah, what you're going to do? You're going to ensure that you are tahir, you are in taharat, wuzu, ghusl, everything. So, we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need that purification. And then, it is not just when we are coming for salah. Like we said, this whole exercise was qurbe ilahi, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to become in every aspect closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we also need that purification from the sicknesses of the heart. I don't mean by this here this blood pressure and sugar and all these strange, that's medical things. But what we mean, purification of the heart from pride, jealousy and all these other sicknesses of the heart, that we need to go to our akabirin. We have Mufti Sahib, mashallah, Mawliya Sahib and other great ulama around us. So to solve these sicknesses of the heart, for what reason? So that genuinely and all the time we may be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the second lesson, that purification of the heart, that we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want that qurb ilahi. We want to be the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must cleanse our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us with this also. And then the next lesson is, as we said, we want to be the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great pious person, mashallah, I remember he performed Mawlana's nikah also. His name was Mu'azizur Rahman Hazarwi. He told us over 20 years ago, he said, by all of us, we don't need to become pious. Nobody must aspire to become pious. All of us must aspire to become the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, we were young, thinking, what, this Muli Sahib came from far away, he's telling us. But then afterwards, he explained and we understood what we learned. The first thing about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the first quality we learn of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. Before even we learned that he was the Rasul of Allah, we learned he is the messenger, he is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how the greatest of all of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses him as abd. Subhanalladhi, the ayat of Mi'raj in the beginning of the 15th para, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as his servant. It is also mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what title would you like me to call you by? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? I like to be your servant, O Allah. That I am a person of complete submission to you. I am completely submissive. This is what is the servant of Allah. This is what we each and every one of us need to be. Completely submissive to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. whatever are the commands, we follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete submission and humility. When we have this humility in us, then we would not have pride, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like attitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a person to be boastful, etc. We all saw the example of these people of America. Time and again you heard that thing, mashallah, from Sab and all of them, that they had a lot of pride that we will destroy the people of Gaza. And then this fire came upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jahannam upon them also. So this pride and arrogance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. We remain as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us closeness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us izzat and honor. Look at how these people of Gaza, Hamas and all of them, they remained with humility, doing what they needed to do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them honor and disgrace upon their oppressors. The next lesson, mashallah, is this lesson that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come back to Makkah Mukarramah. And now this incident, how long that incident took place, mashallah, we know also, like how we want this bayan to be short, that incident was also very short. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took a part of the night, not as short as my bayan, inshallah, but a part of the night. So nevertheless, didn't take so long. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as laylan, a part of the night. And when he now describes it to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, obviously they begin mocking and jeering at him. So Nabi Kareem, they call Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and they say to him that listen to what your friend is saying, that he's saying he went so far, and we know this incident and all of that. They even asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to describe what was Masjid al-Aqsa like, because they knew he never went there. Now the going of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Masjid al-Aqsa, one other lesson we learn also, is the blessedness of that place. MashaAllah, all of us know about it. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was going into Mi'raj. What gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to give him, amongst the other gifts, was the gift of Salah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah Mukarramah. He doesn't know what is Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him there to Masjid al-Aqsa first, that now you are going to perform Fard Salah, there is your Qibla. This is what it is like. So now we know. And that is amongst the other lessons. The other lesson, mashallah, you know also, is that with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into Masjid al-Aqsa, he became Imamul Anbiya. And with him being Imamul Anbiya, what we got out of it? Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-Islam, that glad tidings to you, O followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With him becoming Imam of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, you became khayr al-umam, you became the best of all ummats. So alhamdulillah, nevertheless, this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mission, his mi'raj had been completed, he is now in Makkah Mukarramah. So they say to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you believe all this here what he said? So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, I believe more than that. For me to believe in this is nothing. So we learn this lesson of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What is the lesson of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? That we believe in everything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We become like Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Obviously, Siddiq Akbar, nobody can be like him. Nobody can be like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But we can aspire to be like him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed every mu'min to become like a Siddiq. Not that every mu'min will be a Siddiq, but he allows every mu'min to become like a Siddiq. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Pak says, those people who have complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the Siddiqoon. So we have that ability. By how? By firmly believing. Our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be complete. Our fellowship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only our belief, but our fellowship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be complete. When we have this year, then inshallah, we will also be counted amongst the Siddiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. These are few of the lessons. One lesson we said was that through all the difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us closeness. If we have firmness and steadfastness, conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't waver in our yaqeen. And then the benefit and the rewards of Zamzam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that also. We don't have to go into the details of Aqsa, mashallah. All of us know the blessedness of the place. And all of us make the intention that we go time and again. We must become defenders of deen, defenders of Aqsa. And our children also must become the defenders and soldiers of deen, the defenders of all the Mubarak lands. And the other lesson is that we want to be true and sincere servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to have this sidq, this truthfulness, loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with all of that, understand that we can have all these, whatever it is, we must understand that all these lessons are there. It is, everything is about action, that we must bring into action what was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the importance of salah, and then the other aspects of bringing his life into our lives, and the fellowship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, that izzat and honor they held, the respect for the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire each and every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all firm and steadfast upon iman and Islam. Bless us with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the love of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah ibn bi. Allahumma ya ilaha alameen, ya arhamar rahimeen. اللهم يا عماد من لا عماد له يا سند من لا سند له يا ذخر من لا ذخر له يا حرز الضعفاء يا كنز الفقراء يا عظيم الرجاء يا منقذ الهلكى يا منجي الغرقى يا محسن يا منعم يا مجمل يا مفضل يا عزيز يا جبار يا منير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد كامل الأخلاق وراقب البراق اللهم يا إله العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لأمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك الخير مما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى وسلم على محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين بجاه النبي الكريم برحمته